and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, hello everybody. Welcome to your Thursday show.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy one more sleep.
Let's get this out of the way, man. It's been a weird week, right? These holiday weeks are kind of weird because they feel short, but like the days seem long. Do they not? Does every day not seem very long to you this week?
Also, the weather is not helping. Like the mugginess makes your body feel kind of slow and sluggish as well. You know what I mean?
But the sun's out today.
The brightest day was last week.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm enjoying finally today. I was driving to work. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Something's different today.
It looked like this last week as well.
This is really kind of nice,
like,
man.
Like, it's happening. We're fully in it.
So, yeah, if you're new to this, what we do is we just chant the words one more sleep on Thursday. I know it sounds kind of silly, but I swear for some reason, maybe somebody psychologically knows what this does to us, but we just chant those words, one more sleep, three times, and then we cheer. So you can do it with us, and we'll do it. 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Woo! Yeah. So, are you good? What is wrong?
Bro.
What is
wrong? You're so much already this morning.
We need a nickname for Charlotte. There's some days that Charlotte comes in like a tornado. I need a nickname for that character.
Hurricane Charlotte.
Hurricane Charlotte, man. She literally comes in here, man. And it's just like a storm. What?
Imagine how it feels to be me.
I can't. I don't want to.
Well, first of all, like for some reason, the route I normally take was just like not an option today.
No.
So I had to do like this weird big loop to loop. And it was so stupid.
That's the worst.
And I'm such a creature of habit, so it fully threw me off.
If you have to go a different way to work, it's over. Like,
but
your whole day is off.
I had,
seriously.
2 solid minutes. I was like, I'm good. I can make it. We'll be okay. I mean, some other random annoying things happened when I woke up. And then I'm getting out of my car, right? I'm coming in, and I knock over my Celsius.
No.
Into, like, but, like, it fills, like, my entire cup holder.
Yeah. Oh, in so your
I'm,
car?
Yes. Yeah, so
oh,
I'm, like,
no.
And there's still Celsius floating around in there. Like, I'm...
A little snack for later, though. Sounds like a fortune.
Ew, the concept of slurping out of the
straw.
Cup holder. That's so nasty.
No.
That is true, though. Like, if you're... I think especially for us early morning people... If your route is changed...
Oh, that's happened before.
It's, no, I know, and it's over.
I don't know how to get here.
And, like, it's...
Especially when it's dark, dude.
It feels
no way.
Awful.
Like, no. But it's getting to the point where, like, it's lighter, so it was also lighter out than I'm used to because everything was, like, making me late. So that was also freaking me out. I was like
adding to the anxiety.
Why is it day?
Yeah.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three.
Three.
With Jess. Number three.
Cocktails to go are permanently returning to Baltimore County after Governor Moore signed legislation making the option permanent. Nearly 3 years after the pandemic era allowance expired. So cocktails to go were temporarily permitted in Maryland during COVID to help businesses stay afloat, but that ability expired in June 2023. The restaurant quality cocktails to go are intended for home consumption and laws governing alcohol will be observed.
It's dangerous, man. That's a dangerous thing to do. Cocktails to go.
I mean, we're kind of late in the game, though. There's like a lot of states that have already been doing it, to be honest.
But
so it's not like this is like a,
no,
you know what I mean?
But it's a danger, right? But it's a dangerous thing to do. Does everybody really, they used to have that in Savannah when I was growing up, right? And I would say, again, I was a kid, but like, do we really take them home? No, we did not. So I'm hoping like as adults, yes. If you were 21, 22, 23, would you really be obeying that? Is the real question, you know, honestly?
I mean, I think it's the case where we're not, it's not, it would, I think it would be probably more alarming if we were like the first state in the country to pass this. We're very much being added to a long list of states that are doing it. I'm also down to help businesses as well. You know what I'm saying? So I think obviously everybody has to be responsible, but then you can also say like, what about liquor stores? You know what I mean?
Sure.
So we just have to be adults about the situation.
Number two.
It's National Hamburger Day. Here are a few deals and discounts you can enjoy over at Burger King. Royal Perks members can get a free hamburger with a purchase of $3 or more. I'd say that's probably they're going to get the most bang for your buck on that one. Everywhere else, you kind of have to spend a little more. At Red Robin, they have a big yum deal. So they have like a double burger meal and you get bottomless sides and bottomless drinks, but that's $9.99. And then over at Shake Shack today through Sunday, you can get a free burger with any order of $10 or more. Just make sure you use the code FREEBURGER.
Number one.
An AI-powered Ozzy Osbourne hologram is in the works. Osbourne's family announced plans to create a lifelike AI version of Ozzy, who passed away last year at the age of 76, capable of answering fan questions in real time using his own voice and personality. So Sharon and his son Jack actually unveiled the project during a panel discussion in Vegas, where they discussed the future of the Osbourne brand and wanting to preserve Ozzy's legacy. So you would basically be able to ask him anything. The family wants to take this thing all around the world, and the hologram is expected to launch later this year in the U.S. and the U.K. through interactive touchscreens placed in undisclosed locations. Now, of course, already, this has already sparked a debate online. One fan posting, they're still trying to squeeze money out of this man. But his son, Jack, was very quick to push back against the criticism during a recent YouTube live stream. And this is what he was saying. He was like, listen, this isn't just hooking up an image of my dad to ChatGPT. There's been a lot of thought that has gone into this. And we actually discussed with him similar technology before he passed away. And I know this is something that he would have been into.
So is it a cash grab or is it a good memorial, you think?
So I will say, I feel like it's, with these situations, it's going to be so situational. When it comes to the Osbournes, of course, do we know them personally? No. But we have, they've definitely opened their home to us and opened their lives to us. I would say this family in particular, I trust when, like, Sharon and his son are like, we know that my dad would have wanted this. You know what I mean? Just because they were so close. And to be honest, like, I could totally see Ozzy being down. I mean, he was literally the frontier of reality TV. So I could see these real discussions actually happening with Ozzy Osbourne.
He was so wild. I guess I do. The little I do know about Ozzy Osbourne, I'm not going to say that I was like a huge fan of him or the show or anything, but he was so wild.
And that family was so open with their lives as a unit, four of them.
So I guess, like, does that sound wrong to say that Ozzy Osbourne would want an AI version of him traveling the country?
I could believe
it. No,
it
doesn't. So, like, yes.
With this situation, I don't think that's going to apply to everybody. But with this, I really do believe the family when they're saying this is something my dad would have wanted for his fans.
All right, fair enough.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning, and happy one more sleep.
32 years ago this week, one of the biggest movies in America hit the theaters, and one of the stars hated making this movie. And it's going to make you sad to know this because we love this movie. I don't understand why he hated this, but I guess when you hear the reason, you'll be like, oh yeah, I would have hated this too. Let's get into it, y'all. It's Throwback Thursday time. We just go back and just do all nostalgia for the next couple of minutes. We play music. We talk about movies. And if you just like the yesteryear, because you know what? Back in the day used to be so much better. Did it not? It was just an easier time. We had nothing to worry about back in the day. So
yeah.
let's go back and we'll start with music. Today, back in 2017, Daddy Yankee, and it was
oh my god, when JB popped out, I mean, we couldn't even think straight. This song alone is already so incredible, and then when they bring this man, I was like, excuse me,
this song was everything, man. You couldn't get away from this song.
Still, like, literally, why don't we play this song now? But we need to play this song more.
You know what's
so
crazy?
Good.
Can I freak you out for a second? This song was literally almost 10 years ago. Because I'm like, it wasn't that long. It was literally almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's almost a throwback, which is crazy.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why we don't play it because it's throwback enough.
I'm talking to Tom.
I'm texting him now.
I'm texting our boss, being like, hey, put this in.
Please.
2008. Do the math on how long ago that was, y'all. Rihanna, Take a Bow was number one.
Why is this one of Garage Boy's favorite Rihanna songs?
He's right. It's so good.
Well, Umbrella's the best one. But
it's such a deep cut. And I don't know why we were talking about this and Rihanna, but literally we were discussing Take a Bow. And he was like, this is like one of my favorite Rihanna songs. And I was like, damn,
yeah, I
who hurt
think
you?
It being like the...
Like, what happened to
I kinda
you?
Forgot, I kind of forgot about this one, to be honest
with
you.
It's a good song.
It's a good song, though. It's a good song. 1995 today. Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It.
So good in my hood.
tonight. This will always be.
I'll never get sick of this song.
No, you can't. You can't.
I'll never get sick of it.
Is anybody sick of this song? Honestly, does this song come on and anyone turns the station? Because
it's one of my go-tos. Like whenever I'm in a group setting, like over the weekend or a couple, the other weekend when I was in Solomon's Island and I did the Big Kahuna Cruises, and one of the girls was like, "Do you want the aux?" And I was like, "Yeah, girl, give me the aux."
Yeah.
This and one I comes play on. This. Everyone on the water. Bumping.
Wedding. Doesn't matter what you're doing.
Crowd
doesn't matter what you're
always,
doing.
Yeah.
100%. It was 32 years ago. You were just being born, but John Goodman hated being in the Flintstones movie, which, like,
that
should make me really sad. Yeah, Flintstones movie came out 32 years ago this week.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, Halle Berry. You want a fun fact about Halle Berry? She played Sharon Stone, the secretary. That role was actually created for Sharon Stone.
Oh.
Was not actually made.
And Sharon was like, I'm not doing it.
Do it.
You think I'm putting on that? I'm not wearing it.
So they gave it to Halle Berry instead.
She crushed it, by the way. I cannot think of it without her.
Yeah, it was just a quick reminder of the cast. It was John Goodman as Fred Flintstone. Rick Moranis was Barney.
Rosie O'Donnell
was Betty.
Why did they hate it?
The movie was a massive success. I mean, the critics hated it. I haven't seen the movie since I was a kid, so I can't really remember if it was good or not. But the critics hated it. Made $340 million worldwide. John Goodman hated it because he said it was just too big of a production. He was like, it was between the sets, the
costumes.
I mean,
costumes, it looked insane.
The makeup, the animatronics, the long filming days. He literally went up to Steven Spielberg afterwards. He said, please do not make me do another one of these movies. I do not want to come back and do another one of these.
He wasn't built for it.
He was like, I just hated it. He hated the whole production of it because there's too much.
That's not his vibe.
Too much for him to do. So he said, please don't make me do another one of these movies. So that's your Throwback Thursday.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
Hey, let's go. $1,000 in free gas, man. Can you imagine? Either way, even, you know, you're never going to call the radio station and play. You can at least play in your car. It's fun. Caller number 10. Good morning. Is this high? It's Maddie.
What's up? Maddie.
What's going on?
How are you?
We're good. Maddie, how are we feeling? We feel like we're going to go for this today. We're going to do it?
Sure.
Okay, girl.
Maddie,
let's do it then.
You don't sound excited in the least for this. Like, what's going on?
Oh, I'm excited.
Maddie, she's driving. I mean, you know.
Yeah, like, Maddie. Like,
she's in the middle of her morning routine.
There's hundreds of thousands of people.
I think I'm just surprised I got through.
Okay. Oh. Well, damn, Maddie, you're here. You can sound like, it sounds like you're angry you got through or something. What's up?
No, I'm good. I'm just surprised.
All right, well, Maddie, you did it. Yeah, you did it. Well, we're happy that you're here. Have you played before, Maddie, or no, this is the first time?
I have never played before.
Never first timer. Let's go, y'all. Woo! Let's go.
Welcome.
Give this girl
show.
Some love. Yeah, we're happy to have you here, Maddie. All right, well, let's explain the rules then. No matter how you do to Maddie, we're gonna give you some love because I know it's a little intimidating. Let's explain this to Maddie, and then we're gonna see how we do. Jess, how do we play the game?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Maddie, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms
starts
now.
Question number one. Who sang the song My Heart Will Go On from the movie Titanic?
Celine Dion.
Correct. Question number two. What is 30 times 3 plus 40? 30 times
130.
Correct. Question number three. What was the last name of the family from the show The Family Matters? Family Matters. What was the last name of the family from the show Family Matters? Family Matter. Or you can pass.
Pass.
Question number four. Who said this? Speak softly and carry a big stick. You will go far. Speak softly.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Correct. Question number five. What is the term for hitting a golf ball into the hole with one stroke?
Hole in one.
Correct. Question number six. How many strings are in a violin?
Seven.
It's not seven.
It's four.
It's four.
4.
Maddie, you did so good. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 out of 7 on your first try is really good.
Yo, and what's up with that Teddy Roosevelt knowledge? Like, you came
in. Hey, Teddy Roosevelt and his big stick.
Yo, that was, yeah.
Okay, pop
off. Yo. U.S. history.
Yo, yeah. Okay, let's go.
Yo, I'm telling you what, Maddie. Maddie, pay attention in history for sure. Yo.
Yes, Smarty Pants. Yes,
shout
girl.
Shout out paying attention in school.
You only passed
off
on one. We can go back to that right here. What was the last name of the family in the show Family Matters? That's Winslow.
Yes, Winslow's.
Yeah. Yep.
And then number 6, how many strings are on a violin? That's 4. And then let's see how you would have done on 7. Spell the word accommodate.
Accommodate.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
You were close, though. Close enough, girl. Good job.
Yo, Maddie, where you been the last 3 years we played this game? I mean, you're pretty good at this for somebody that's a first timer. I'm not mad at all. We can clap first timer. Yo. Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah. What else do you know about Teddy Roosevelt? Give us another Teddy Roosevelt fun fact, because, damn, that was strong.
I think that's the only one I have.
Well, okay.
And that's why you were in AP U.S. History.
And that's all you needed.
For today.
Honestly,
for this day.
That's all you needed to know, because that paid off. All right. Well, Maddie, you played well. Hopefully you'll call back and try again, because you know what you're doing. And we'll come back tomorrow for Friday. We'll have 7 new trivia questions, and we'll see you same time tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Have a good day, Maddie. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast. I don't know if I'm anti-toe or anti-man-toe.
Oh.
And
careful.
The reason, well, no, I mean, this is my truth.
Seems
and
unfair.
And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I saw a video online of a girl crying about a similar situation, and I resonated with her, and it has made me ask myself a question like, what is this phobia that I have? So there's,
can men please stop wearing flip-flops? It's really gross.
So there's this viral video and this girl that's going around online on TikTok, and this girl is legitimately in tears begging men to stop wearing flip-flops, okay? So when I saw her genuinely like exuding this honest emotion, it made me think about, I have shared before, that I have a serious issue when I used to see, because this doesn't happen anymore because we've had to make changes in our home. When I used to see my husband, Garage Boy, clip his toenails, right. I can't even talk about it very much. The imagery, the sound, I can't. Like, I cannot control myself. It is a fear, I can't even, I won't even talk about it anymore, but I have a problem with it. So when I saw this girl crying about the flip-flops, I was thinking about, I also don't like it when I see men in flip-flops. Mm-hmm. And it also does kind of scare me.
So weird.
So I don't know if I have this, like, but I wear flip-flops, you know? Like, I wear them. It's
so
not
Charlotte,
like,
wears flip-flops, you're fine.
Yeah, it's not like I freak out.
I don't even want to get into a flip-flop conversation today.
It's not like I freak out when I look at my flip-flops. But now I'm like, I think it might be like a man-toe thing, mm-hmm. like a phobia, because when she started crying, I was like, same.
Yeah, nothing irritates me more than the flip-flop conversation. You know that. You know nothing irritates me more.
Because you love a flop.
I love a flop. I love keeping the dogs out, man. You know that. And like any other city I've lived in, it's never been a conversation until I moved to Baltimore. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh my God, what are you doing putting your toes out in the summer? That's so weird.
But I'm like, that's not true.
No,
I feel like there's a massive conversation.
No. California, no problem. Florida, no problem. Arizona, no problem.
Okay,
all of a sudden, you move here,
also,
and it's like, what are you doing? Why are your feet out?
Because
like,
we're
what
in
do
the
you mean?
City.
It's like, I don't, what do you mean? It's fine. Like, I don't understand, like, why it's a problem to have your feet out. Women do it all the time, and guys do it. And all of a sudden, you guys are like, ugh. I'm like, get over it. Women do it all the time. It's fine. It's fine.
But it's a real phobia that I'm experiencing.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is, but I genuinely have an issue with it.
So Jess wants to have a conversation about what today? Well, you want to talk about what we shouldn't be wearing?
I think so. Or honestly, does anyone else have a fear of man feet as well? Like, is this my thing?
No one's scared of men's feet. They're fine.
I don't fear the feet as much, but I have a phobia of like in high school, I would get really freaked out when the guys would wear like muscle shirts and like their armpit hair would just be like next to me like that. So I kind
you
of
want to bash
it.
On. Okay, this seems a little sexist at this point. Now we're this getting
is,
uncomfortable.
This is
I
a
was
phobia.
Just trying to make you, know, you feel
I,
valid.
Okay, if I was going to talk about women's bodies this morning, you guys would be very uncomfortable with this conversation.
Oh,
let's be honest. What is going on?
Well, we
on?
Talk about women all the
let's
time.
Let's be honest. This would be an uncomfortable conversation.
You do say things about women all the time.
If I sat here and said like I was fact, uncomfortable with wait, women's bodies.
No, she I didn't just, say body. She said the armpit hair that's touching her when she's sitting
yeah.
next to him.
I'm just saying. It seems this conversation seems a little bit unfair.
What?
Because oh because God, of bro. Because we have armpit hair, we can't hang it out. What do you want us to do? What do you want us to do with it?
Well, I think that it's not the issue with the armpit hair because, you know, and see, you know, if you want to get into it, like you guys are allowed to have armpit hair, but if women grow out their armpit hair, then all of a sudden
no,
everyone's
exactly.
gonna have to go up and play. So you're like, why do you guys do this? Me, me, me.
Yeah,
if a woman doesn't shave her legs, all of a sudden the world's gonna burn down.
No, exactly.
So I'm not gonna back down on what I'm saying right now. Okay. I think all I'm saying is I saw this girl online. She's crying about men wearing flip flops. I cry when I see my husband clip his toenails. I think there's a connection there, and I just wanna say that if you have a phobia, it's okay. That's all I'm saying.
All right. How have you guys not seen this Puerto Rico song trend yet? How have you not seen it? It's literally everywhere on TikTok right now.
I don't have any idea what you're talking
Neither
about.
Neither does Charlotte. The Puerto Rico song, have you seen this yet on TikTok? It's a guy that basically, he's gone to a bunch of different cities, and every time he goes to a city, he takes pictures and videos. He comes back, he goes on AI, and basically writes a song about what he sees, right? Well, for some reason, when he went to Puerto Rico, he came back and made just a little video about like his experience, put it on TikTok, and for some reason, this is like the trend right now. Charlie Puth has done a remake of it. I saw O-Town do one the other day. Jennifer Love Hewitt did it to
Topanga. Like when they're in Puerto Rico, they're
singing the song of the video that he made, and now people love this song. Listen to this.
First time in San Juan, mi hijo.
And I gotta admit,
capital of Puerto Rico.
This is AI.
It's all AI.
Immediately,
yeah, not a real human.
That's crazy.
The whole plane clapped when we landed.
It's kind of a bop, like.
Didn't want to do just tourist stuff.
Not a real human at all.
So I took the bus to Caguas.
And like, even Charlie Puth is like, this is the song of the summer.
Okay, so he goes to different places.
Yep.
This guy.
Yep.
So he legitimately went to Puerto Rico.
Yep.
And then... He goes to ChatGPT and basically goes, like, make a song from my trip, and he uploads his stuff.
And writes about his experience about the city that he's in, right?
Okay.
So that was it, and now everybody's kind of talking about it on social media. So I was thinking to myself, what would happen? Because the guy's never been to Baltimore before, right?
Mm-hmm.
What might this sound like?
Oh, Lord.
If he came here.
Charlotte.
I'm so tired.
What might a song sound like if our guy were to come to Baltimore, right? I put a little imagination behind it, and it might sound something like this, ladies and gentlemen.
First time in Baltimore, my guy, home of crab cakes and Ravens pride. Immediately got stranded. Oreos game let out when we landed. Didn't want to do just tourist stuff, so I took one wrong turn into Dundalk. Now somebody's fighting outside a bar. Dirt bikes flying past the cars. On my first day in Baltimore, chicken box from the Rofo store. Somebody yelling, oh! Downtown Ray Lewis dancing all around.
still contagious. All of this in Baltimore.
Now, all we need that to do is go viral.
Wait, that came from...
That is 100%. It took me 5 seconds to do that.
Wait, this is legitimately Jessica. From ChatGPT?
No, it's not ChatGPT. It's an app called Suno, and you can make that in 2 seconds.
Wait, what? That's an app? That's people an are app. Just making music and songs like that?
I hate to tell y'all. I don't know how
like, a part of me is like, that was awesome, and then part of me is literally terrified.
You should absolutely
I feel both feelings... The same amount right now.
Yes, and you should.
I'm emotionally confused. I don't know what to say.
As you should. Hopefully that'll go viral, y'all. We can get on the map, just kind of like the Puerto Rico song. Okay, question. How much do you feel like you're supposed to live your life versus how much are you supposed to take care of your family? This is a question that I've been struggling a lot with the last couple of weeks, ever since my dad's been in the hospital. Mm-hmm. In case you haven't been here, my dad was, in the last 20 days, he's been in the hospital 14 days. And I, as I'm getting older, I think I've been struggling with the idea of my parents raised me to get out there and go live your dreams, right? And I have. I moved all over the country to go pursue this dream of radio, and I've done really well for myself, and I'm really proud of everything that I've done, right? And as I am getting older, I'm realizing that my parents now, who live alone, are starting to need a lot more help. Mm-hmm. And none of us kids, who they all raised all three of us to go out and be ambitious and live our dreams, don't live anywhere near them. And now I'm kind of looking at myself from Maryland back over to Georgia where they live, like, damn it, man, like this, something doesn't feel right about this anymore. And there may be a different perspective that you have, because a lot of you guys have kids. And so like that's a completely different perspective, but kind of similar topic, where it's like, where does your perspective start to shift where you have to start giving up kind of your goals and aspirations in lieu of what like the family needs, right? So I brought this conversation up to my mom because I'm like, listen, mom, we gotta have kind of a more honest conversation about this. Like, what
do you need?
What do you need? Honestly, what do you need? Mm-hmm. Like, does my life plans and goals need to start shifting because mm-hmm. you and dad are starting to get older? Do I need to like come home? Honest to God, because I know you can't be running him and back and forth. My dad has prostate cancer, by the way, and it's not going to get better. That's just the truth. So this is what my mom told me. I'm going to play a clip of what my mom told me yesterday. I want to get y'all's impression of this and kind of let's break this down for just a second. This is just a minute for my podcast yesterday. Listen to this.
Well, don't feel guilty. I mean, you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to live your life.
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. Yes, you raised me that way and I have. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten out here. I busted my ass and like I'm mm-hmm. glad that I did that. But in a sense, like that's also not how life really works.
Well, I'm not saying you don't have a responsibility to take care of your family, no matter who it is, right?
So also get home.
Right. But I'm telling you right now, the way things are is that we can hire caregivers anytime we need to, if need be. You know, I mean, if things got really, really, really bad, I mean, I guess we could have someone to move in permanently. I think that would be the first thing.
No, it just feels weird.
I know. Well, it's uncertainty, right? That's the thing that's kind of jabbing you is the uncertainty of aging.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, something horrific could happen to you.
Yeah. You know? Why don't you move up here?
All right. I'm on the next flight.
I mean, she's obviously throwing out ideas of like, you know, I'll just have somebody move in with me. And I'm like, that something feels wrong about that too. You know, as they get older, I feel like I need to be there. What thoughts on that?
Then go home more. I feel like that there are ways to be closer to them and spend time with them. And again, I don't think anyone has the answer that they can give you. It has to be like a decision that you have to make.
Are you feeling that yet though? You're younger. Obviously your parents are younger.
Absolutely.
You're younger. Do you feel that yet though of where?
100%.
I don't know that I would have felt that at 32.
Well, I mean, not too long ago in the same week, my apu, who is my dad's mom, got into a car accident. And my tata, who is my mom's father, had emergency surgery within the same week of each other.
Yeah.
And this feeling, and I am very close to my family. It is actually very odd that I am this far away from them. Yeah. And when that happened, like the feeling of knowing that I could not just get there immediately, and like the fear of having to wait for an answer and not knowing. And so that is something that I struggle with. And here's the thing too, like, I don't think this conversation is meant to put guilt on anybody. I just think it has to bring up a question that you have to ask yourself, like, what is it that you want your life to look like? Mm-hmm. And for some, that looks like I get my life and like my joy and like my family breathes that into me. So if that's something that you have to decide and you want to go towards, that's just as important as chasing a dream. And that is the same vice versa. If someone is sitting here being like, I have to give myself a chance to use this life to see what would happen if I used this shot, because if I didn't, I couldn't live with myself with the not knowing, then go after that. But I think everyone deserves to ask themselves that question and sit, be okay with whatever the answer is for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So I think with this type of situation, I think what you can do for the time being, if that means you have to go back there, that's what that means. Or if that means you spending more time, like, you know, you like to travel a lot. You've done that for a lot of your life. So maybe you kind of split that time. It's like, you know, every other trip. It's like every other trip is for you. And then the other one is to go see your parents. Sure. Like there's ways to go about that. But I feel like everyone deserves to answer that themselves.
Well, I think moving home would absolutely drive me crazy. If I'm being honest with myself, I think living that close to my family might drive me absolutely nuts. My mom said, we'll move up there. I was like, well, that might be too close.
Crazy doing it.
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh. It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. What is this crazy idea you got going through your head today?
I want to spend all my family savings on a mommy makeover.
Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, I've had three kids, and honestly, I don't even recognize my body anymore. I've spent years putting everybody else before me. Mm. It's going to drain us a little bit. I mean, he said, what if something happens? You know, we need to get the car fixed. But I'm just really resentful at this point.
I was going to say, forever. This is giving resentful.
And enjoy all these little things throughout the year.
If something,
I just want my one thing. My husband spends pretty much the same amount on himself all year, but just in little ways.
Golf,
Ravens games, betting apps, random Amazon stuff. I mean, it's just spread out over the year, not all at once, but when I do the math, it's pretty much the same amount. He spends between $2,000 to $3,000 a year on himself. I mean, if I could do it spread out over the year, but it just doesn't work that way. But it would leave about $2,000 in our savings.
Okay.
And
you know, the mommy makeover is not just one thing.
It's
the tummy tuck, there's other procedures, and I feel like I need to put myself first at some point in my life. But yeah, he's pretty furious. He says it's financially irresponsible when we have kids and bills.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You want to get this mommy makeover. He does not want you to.
It's probably hard for you to like look at the numbers and legitimately compare them. And you're like, wait a second, it's legitimately the same. However, if you drain out the savings as a family collectively, what happens if that money disappears?
I mean, we're not going to stop working. You know, we're still going to be putting money in. It's just going to be taking a big chunk out all at once. And he's thinking, what if there's an emergency?
Well, yeah. You know?
I mean, he's bought some dumb things on Amazon that we probably didn't need
No.
And I'm just doing it all at once.
And you're saying that you don't buy stuff for yourself. And now for once, you're like, I want to spend some money on me.
What is his argument? Like, what is his argument when you basically kind of compare it and show him the numbers?
He says that it's really selfish and that I'm not thinking about the family and our finances, that I'm only thinking about what I look like. But what I look like is how I feel.
You're not wrong about any of this, but I mean, at the same point, there's only so much money to go around. So is it like the wrong thing to do here? Anonymous is saying, listen, I want to get a mommy makeover.
Yeah, if I don't do it now, then I never get a discounted deal.
Okay, so basically I'm going in for a consultation. If I lock it in, I can save some money on it. But here's the thing, drain this except for $2,000. So it'll like blow our savings. My husband has said, no, don't do this. I want to basically do it anyway, even though my husband has said no. And you're willing to do it even though your husband said no. Is that what you're basically leaning towards here? Yeah. So you don't care.
Yeah, I feel strongly about this. I mean, it's not like I have to ask his permission for everything. He didn't ask me about what he got on Amazon.
Hello. Or do we talk her out of it? Jess.
I hear what you're saying, and I completely understand like why you're feeling that way. I just think that there needs to be a little more preparation, and you deserve for like both you and your husband to kind of like do like a side savings account, because times are so hard right now.
Yeah, I know.
It is just scary not to have a safety net if something happens to your guys' car, you know? Yeah. So I just feel like you deserve to get it done, but if there's any way that we can start saving for that specifically together, because you deserve help to do that, but it would just make me nervous to clear out my savings and not know what to do.
Well, that might make you nervous, but I don't want to live my life that way. I'm ready to make the jump now and put me first, finally. It doesn't make me feel nervous. I feel excited about it.
I've got a lot of friends that are women who've had kids that, like, you know, I don't know what that feels like to have, you know, a post-child body. And I know.
Three times.
Yeah. So, like, I can't sit here and be like, don't do that. So, you know, I'm very much in this YOLO midlife crisis phase of life. So I can't tell you to not do it either, because if he's out here spending all this kind of money every year, like, why can't you also for once do what you want? That doesn't seem right.
Saying.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that too. It doesn't seem fair. Anonymous is saying, hey, I want to go get a mommy makeover. I want to put all of our savings into it, except we're still going to have $2,000. My husband says, no, absolutely not. It's selfish. But do we tell her to go for it, even though he says no, or do we talk her out of it? Who's up?
This is Denise and Dundalk on two.
I mean, Denise, what do you think? I mean, can she go spend all of the savings on a mommy makeover, or do we talk her out of that?
No, she cannot. It's incredibly irresponsible. Like, I'm a mom, too.
Yeah.
And I get that. I mean, it's awful that sometimes you have to put yourself last. Yeah. But with kids, you do not get to make those decisions. You're going to drain your emergency savings for cosmetic surgery. Or like whatever it is that you suddenly decide you deserve. Like, it's not her money. It's family money. And what if the kids get sick? You know, somebody loses a job, a car breaks down. I mean, being a parent means that you don't get to do everything you want.
The only thing, though, I feel like is fair to bring up is the fact that she crunched the numbers and did a side-by-side for her husband and was like, what I want to spend on the mommy makeover is basically the equivalent to what you spent last year on your own personal things. It was just over a course of time versus what she wants to do in one sitting, you know?
Well, then honestly, they should both stop spending. Mm. I think two wrongs don't make a right. Mm. Like, if she's got a problem with his spending, talk to him about that. But that doesn't make it right for her to just go ahead and drain all of the family and leave them unprotected financially.
I know. The emergencies of feeling unprotected is what scares me, too.
So do you feel like moms don't get any kind of, like, could have any kind of, like, freedom for themselves financially anymore then, honestly?
Being a mom, I mean, it means that there are hard sacrifices sometimes. And if your kids only have like $400 left in savings because of your vacation, you failed.
Damn. Okay. Who's up?
This is another Denise in Baltimore on two.
What's up, Denise? Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, what do you think? Do you feel like she can blow basically most of her family savings just to get a mommy makeover, or do we talk her out of that?
Nope. She deserves it. As a mom of three, she definitely deserves it. You put your children first all the time. I'm sure she puts her husband first all the time. He's allowed to spend when he wants to. Just because one time she decides she wants to spend a big chunk of money, she should be able to do it. Mm. If it means that they're both working and will continue to put money away, or maybe for the next year, he cuts back on some spending to put some of that money away. Ooh. So that she gets to have something she deserves. But I completely understand, as a mother, she deserves it and she should go for it.
But what if he says no? That's a thing. And listen, because I think, what if we turn this topic around? And what if it's like, hey, he wants to go on this, like.
But the thing is he's been at the Ravens games. Like, he's been on the trip. He's been getting the gadgets.
I'm asking y'all a question. And take this for real.
Yeah, of course.
If a guy called in and he was like, hey, I want to go on a cruise
I want to spend $10,000. It's going to leave our family really financially unstable. My wife has said no. Would y'all be like, no, go live your life, guy. You should totally do that and leave your family stranded. I don't think anybody on this phone call would be like, yeah, go do that. Go live your life, guy.
No, but did he carry children for 9 months, three of them each for 9 months, and destroy his body so that he wants to have it fixed?
No, he did not.
There's the difference. Women go through so much, and their bodies change so much going through that, that a man can't even relate in the littlest bit to say that she can't do it or shouldn't be able to do it. He needs to understand that it makes her feel better. Her attitude in getting that change for herself will change her attitude in the way she does everything in life. Take care of her children. Take care of her husband. It will make her feel better. Amen. So when she feels better, she does better. That's all I have to say. I know.
Denise, you're not wrong, but does it make it any more financially make it any more financially responsible though? I mean this is my concern.
You know, a car can break down and you can get a credit card. I mean you can get a credit card. If they are still working and putting money away, they will continue to make that money and continue to build that savings right back up, and a credit card and a credit card payment won't hurt them.
You Denise, know what? We're all struggling out here. We might as well go out with a bang, baby.
Why not?
Okay.
All right, there goes Denise. Thank you, Denise. All right, Katie in Bel Air, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're all right. What do you think? I mean, do you feel like she can go and literally just get this mommy makeover, even though her husband's like, listen, we don't need to do this. This is not a financially responsible idea.
1,000%.
Oh, my God. Why? Yeah.
So, listen, I have had a mommy makeover myself.
Oh, okay. Period.
I lost well over 120 pounds, and I felt miserable with how I looked.
Yeah.
And my husband actually worked extra hours to make sure we could pay for this.
Okay.
He was
good
all
husband.
For it. He absolutely wanted me to feel better in my own skin. I would do the same for him.
Yeah.
So, if he wanted anything done, we worked together as a team and get things done that are appropriate for each other and what we need to feel better. And guess what? Our marriage is even better because of it.
Dang,
so
man.
I definitely think she should do it.
So no matter what, even if it were to put your family at, no, I don't know that your family was at a, you know, financial instability because of it. Would you still do it even if it was? You don't care? It was that important to you?
So, listen, I'm a mom, too,
and
I always put everybody first.
Yeah.
And forget as moms that we have to sometimes put ourselves first.
Yeah.
If we don't, we are definitely doing a disservice to our family.
Yeah.
So being unhappy in your skin is huge.
Yeah.
And when you're walking around and feeling uncomfortable with like 20, 30 pounds of your skin and you feel miserable, that radiates. Your family.
Right.
And when you talk to your husband and you tell him this stuff, if he can't understand that, that's actually a shame. That's a shame that your husband can't say, you know what, I do want you to feel better and we will work through this.
Dang. Okay.
Things can happen at any point in time. A car can break down and like the other caller said, get a credit card. I mean, like,
listen, I'm worried about y'all's use of credit cards. I gotta be honest with you. Y'all are really using those
Klarna?
Credit cards loosely.
You know,
yeah, y'all, the credit card company love y'all. Like, y'all are really using that use credit cards fast. Oh my
God. I just am very, very lucky that I do have a husband that when I ask for things like this, and it doesn't come just out of the blue. It's something that I've really thought about. I really feel like it's going to make life better for everybody.
Yeah.
That, you know what, to work overtime to pay for it so that we don't go into a financial
issue. I see that. So that's very generous of your husband.
He would do it. Even if it put us in a financial situation, he would do it.
He'd figure it out.
End.
Okay. There she goes.
We want to be happy.
All right. There goes Katie. Thank you, Katie.
Thank
Appreciate you,
Katie.
Sure. Have a great one.
Yeah, you too. Hey, Christine in Bel Air. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, come on. We know this is financially irresponsible, so she's still due to talk her out of it.
I say do it. I don't see
Good
it being
God.
Super
Y'all,
irresponsible.
What do you mean? Yeah. What do you know, Kristen, no, don't. It is. It is. What
well,
do you mean it's not?
But the thing is, though, like, they're both going to be working, though. They're both going to be working.
They said they both work. It's both their money.
Now y'all are just giving bad advice.
Money throughout the year.
Yeah.
No, I say go for it. Look, I spent, I don't even want to know how much, over a year in weight loss and lost 50 pounds. And feel amazing. I feel good. I'm nice. I go
nice.
out more. I have more energy for my kids.
Yeah.
It's, it's, it comes down to like your mental health of it.
Yeah. If you're nice, that does say a lot.
I think the mental health aspect of like if you are depressed in any way, shape, or form of what that means, like have to be like you know, like on how you look or how you feel or how much you weigh. Like if you are suffering in that type of way, if you can't take care of yourself, how can you take care of your children? Well, so it's like if you're in a better mental space, yes. I understand what you're saying by that.
I'll ask you the same question. Let's say something were to happen, it were to put your family in some kind of financial bind. Would you still do it the same way? If
I would.
Okay.
I mean, that says something about this.
Yeah.
She still has a small cushion, like the other girl said. Yeah. There's ways, God forbid something happened. Get a credit card, get a small loan.
Yeah. Y'all are just
throughout the year.
Yeah. Y'all love financial binds. Okay. All right. You still would do it.
Every person, like every woman that we have spoken to is a mother who has gone through this process. So clearly.
No, I know. It's important. Clearly, this is something. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
I am a mother. I have a 5-year-old. It made me tight for a little bit. And my husband rolled his eyes at me. But you know what? A year later, I think he's probably happier than I am at this point.
Who's rolling their eyes now?
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
All right, there she goes. Thank you for calling us. Okay, so, we're out of time. Anonymous, what do you think? I mean, it sounds like most of these moms actually say you should do it, even though your husband. I mean, can you imagine you just going to your partner and being like, I'm doing this anyway? Like, what do you want to do? Like,
I mean, moms completely get it. No, yeah. How I feel.
Right.
I know it's crazy to drain my savings, but I also feel like nobody understands how invisible moms can start to feel after years of putting everybody first.
I know. Well, so the consultation's tomorrow. So what do you think you want to do then? I mean, do you think it's worth it?
I mean, I haven't decided. I'm going to go and hear what they have to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they got payment plans?
And just see how I feel.
Yeah, can we put some,
do they got Klarna?
Yeah. Not Klarna.
Because if they do, girl, go ahead. You know what I mean?
Klarna.
I'm just saying.
30% interest on that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but what we do is we always invite people to call back and let us know how this goes, because we'd be curious to hear if you actually, you know, went behind your husband's back and did it. Would you be willing to call us back Monday and let us know how this thing actually turned out?
Okay.
Would that work?
Yeah.
So if we do updates on like 8:25 on Monday morning, would that work for you?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.